So we'll say the pasuk begins, the parasha begins with a very simple but beautiful pasuk. Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. These are the mishpatim, these are the statutes, these are the laws that you shall place before Klal Yisrael. So of course the Rashi understands that all the mefarshim are intrigued by the word lefneihem. Why don't you just say ela mishpatim asher tziva Hashem as Moshe, the mishpatim asher tziva Moshe as Yisrael. These are the laws. What do you mean asher tasim lefneihem? That you have to place it before them. So Rashi HaKadosh understands that asher tasim lefneihem means that you have to place them before Klal Yisrael kishulchan orech, like a set table. That it's not just enough for a Rebbe to say to a Talmud, this is mutter, this is asr, this is good, this is not good, this is tar, this is tummy, this is kasha, this is treif. But rather, Kadosh Baruch Hu says Moshe Rabbeinu, explain it to them. Eila mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. These are the laws that you must place before the Klal. Explain it to them. Just like when you have guests, you don't just throw the food on the table. Right? And say, hey, everybody, dig in. But rather what? You set the table. There's a place setting. There's a serving piece. There's all the different things to make the table look attractive, to make the table look beautiful. So too, again, when giving over the halakas before Klal Yisrael, give it over beautifully. But the Rebbe of Simcha Bunna Pshischa says something quite beautiful. Listen to this. He says, Eila mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. Listen to this idea. He says, lefneihem before them means what? Lim de Torah. Sheyihiyu hamishpatim. Hainu hamido amitzos bin adam lechavero lefnei hakol. But let's remember, what is mishpatim occupied with? Mishpatim is all about the laws of bin adam lechavero. They're all about interpersonal conduct. All mishpatim, I mean, yes, it's tort law. It's the laws of damages. But from those laws of damages, we also have the laws of chesed. They're laws that teach us how to relate to one another. So the Torah says, lefneihem, what does it mean? Eilam mishpatim shatav lefneihem, says the Rebbe. Eilam mishpatim, these laws, the laws of bin adam lechavero, comes lifneihem, comes before them. Before what? Lifnei mitzos bein adam lamakom. That the mitzos bein adam lechavera, the way we treat one another, must precede all mitzos bein adam lamakom. Why? Because says the Rebbe, derech eretz kadma laTorah. Such an incredible art. Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. These are the laws that you must place before them. Says that before them doesn't mean the people. Before them refers to the other body of Torah law. What's the other body of Torah law? There are two bodies. There is bein adam lamakom, bein adam lechavero, between man and God, between man and his fellow man. Ve'ela mishpatim. These laws bein adam lechavero must come lifneihem, must come before the laws of bin Adon. Rabosai, this is an idea of derech eretz kadma laTorah, something we're all familiar with. But Rabosai, something that we trample on, sometimes we trample on every single day. How we speak to people, how we deal with people, how we interact with people. And Rabosai, sometimes the words we choose, the interactions we have, are sometimes so sharp and so abrasive, and sometimes we're so caustic in the way we come across to people for a variety of different reasons. I'm having a bad day, I'm having a difficult situation. The Rebbe says, Eilam mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. What's most important in life is ultimately, again, my ben adam lechavero, because without my ben adam lechavero, there's ultimately, again, no ben adam lechavero. But I would just take it one step further, and then we really have to stop. There's a beautiful Gemara, Meseches Yuma. The Gemara says, Andaf Peivav, listen to this beautiful Gemara. The Torah says, Abayi says, V'yahavtu as Hashem Elokecha, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, everyone thinks, how do you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says Abayi, Sheyehei Shem Shamayim Mis'ahi V'yadecha. We'll say, you know how you love Hashem? Listen to this. You know how you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Allow the name of God to become beloved through your actions. What does that mean? Yes, you have to learn a lot. You have to learn. You have to learn Torah. And you have to attach yourself to Talmid Chum. You have to have great role models. And what else? Make sure you conduct yourself properly. And it has to be, your words have to be benachas imabrios. You have to talk nicely to people. Mahabrios omra lov. What do people say when you talk nicely to them? Ashrei aviv shalom da Torah. Praiseworthy is that person's father who taught him Torah. Ashrei rabo shalom da Torah. Praiseworthy is his rebbe who taught him Torah. Oilem lebrio shalom. So we'll say, see what the Abayi is saying. I apologize, I'm just doing this quickly. Abayi says, what does it mean? V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha? We'll say, when people look at us, what they have to say is, wow, look how that person talks. In a good way. Look at that person. That person is so nice. That person is so kind. So you have to understand something. It's not just the pshat. I want to just explain to you why this is so important. It's easy to be nice and it's easy to be kind when people do what you want them to do and people act the way you want them to act. And sometimes we think that there's a license to lash out, and there's a license to be caustic, and there's a license to be abrasive, and there's a license to be mean, and to be curt, and to be short, when people do something that I don't like. Rabbi said, that's not true. It's not true. The obligation to be nice is at all times. The obligation to be nice is to all people, even if they have wronged me. I don't have to go out of my way to be their friend, but I absolutely have to maintain a proper and appropriate level of interpersonal conduct with every single person. You know what I'm saying? Because each of us is the ambassador of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because ultimately, the mitzvah of V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha doesn't just mean that I'm supposed to love God. I am supposed to make God beloved in the eyes of others. And how do I do that? By speaking nicely, by acting nicely, by ultimately doing all of those things that make a person say, wow, if that's a Jew, if that's an ambassador of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you know what? That's something beautiful. That's something incredible. And that, says the Rebbe, is what the opening pasuk of this week's parasha teaches us. Ve'ilah ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. These are the mishpatim. These laws, the laws ben Adam l'chavero asher tasim lifneihem, must come before ben Adam l'makom. If I'm able to perfect and I'm able to work on my behavior with one another, if we're able to get along with each other, able to treat each other nicely, then ultimately, if these mishpatim in this week's parasha are present, are front and center in our lives, then ultimately we lay the groundwork, we lay the foundation for a beautiful relationship in Adam Lamakom as well.